AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. The New York Stock Exchange went down and an airline had technical issues, but federal officials don't think the incidents were cyber attacks. FBI Director James Comey says the disruptions seem to just be cases of technical problems.
In my business, you don't love coincidences, but it does appear that there is not a cyber intrusion involved.
He spoke before the Senate Intelligence Committee. The NYSE closed the day with the Dow Industrials losing 1.5%, the S&P 500 down 1.7%, and the NASDAQ down 1.8%. Baltimore's police commissioner is out, Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake.
I thank Police Commissioner Anthony Bax for his service to Baltimore City. And I informed him that I would be making a change in the leadership of the Baltimore City Police Department.
She cited a spike in crime and a need for a leadership change. She had appointed Batts in 2012. Police say a Connecticut man admitted fatally throwing his infant son from a bridge, then jumping into the river below. Tony Moreno is charged with murder in the death of 7-month-old Aiden Moreno. The boy's body was pulled from the Connecticut River last night. Moreno was arraigned at Hartford Hospital, where he's being treated since firefighters rescued him Sunday night. His bail is set at $2 million. Some SUVs are being recalled. AP correspondent Rita Foley.
Jaguar Land Rover is recalling thousands of late model Range Rover and Range Rover Sport SUVs because the doors may not latch properly and they could swing open while the vehicle's being driven. Some Hummers are being recalled as well because some controls can overheat and start a fire.
Three Interleague baseball games today, Miami at Boston, Arizona at Texas, and the Los Angeles Angels at Colorado. This is AP Radio News. The men's semifinals at Wimbledon are set.
Fourth seed Stan Wawrinka was the only upset victim in the men's quarterfinals at Wimbledon, the French Open champion falling 11-9 in the fifth set to Richard Gasquet. The Frenchman moved into a semifinal clash with the defending champion Novak Djokovic after he straight-setted the US Open champion Marin Cilic. Roger Federer conceded just 10 games to Gilles Simon, that on his way to a Final Four clash with Britain's Andy Murray, he beat Vasek Pospisil 6-4 in the third. Graham Agars, London.
Getting your Taco Bell fix may soon get a whole lot easier. The restaurant chain, starting today, is starting delivery service in certain markets in a partnership with the startup delivery company DoorDash. Delivery will be available initially in more than 90 cities and more than 200 restaurants around Los Angeles. Then they plan to take it nationwide. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.